In the epistle today, St. Paul says to all of us, "My beloved, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." St. Paul and then the fathers of the church after him were always very clear about this, that we have to work out our salvation always with fear and trembling. Why? They never taught that we're supposed to despair of our salvation, that God makes it impossible, therefore we should tremble with fear because we will never be able to make it. No, but they warn us of that temptation to at one point of the spiritual life say, "I've done enough. Now I can just sit back, maybe take my foot off the accelerator and just coast into salvation." And that's a danger. The fathers warn us that he who stops advancing doesn't stand still, but actually goes backwards. We have to instead work for our salvation without ever stopping, without ever presuming. St. Augustine, he says this, the following clear words of warning: "For however long we should live here on earth, however much progress we should make, no matter how holy you are, let no one say, 'Well, I've done enough. I am already just.' He who says this remains on the way and does not know how to arrive." In that spot where he says, "It's enough," there he stops. And not only stops, elsewhere saying the same thing, St. Augustine says, not only does he stop, but he perishes. He's like the man from the gospel who sits down and gets his calculations wrong and finds out the hard way that he doesn't have enough resources to construct the tower. He thought he did, he thought he had enough, but he finds out the hard way that it wasn't, and the onlookers ridicule him. For as long as we live, why is it that we can't just stand still in the spiritual life? Why is it that we can't just hit the cruise control button? It's an uphill climb. For as long as we live, we'll always have to observe the commandments, the duties of our state of life. We'll always have to battle and overcome temptations, and this takes fidelity to grace. Fidelity to grace means an increase in grace. Our Lord is so generous that we cannot, by being faithful to grace, stand still. If we're faithful, we grow. We increase in grace. If we don't, if we stand still, then we go backwards because we stop little by little, if only in imperceptible things. We stop being faithful to our duties, to the duties of our state of life, then to the commandments, etc., etc. If we think we're standing still, we're actually moving backwards, and we're in greater and greater danger. And so it's St. Leo the Great, the fathers here are speaking. St. Leo the Great says, "This is the true justice of the perfect, never to presume themselves to be perfect, so as not to cease from pursuing a journey yet unfinished, and thereby to fall into danger where they have lost the desire to make progress." The true justice of the perfect is to never presume themselves to be perfect. And in this sense, we have to work out our salvation, our sanctification, with fear and trembling, because just because we say to ourselves, "Well, I've done enough," well, that doesn't make us holy in the eyes of God. Our Lord says, "He who does not gather with me scatters." And when we say to ourselves, you know, "I've gathered enough, you know, I can stop gathering," well, then we start scattering and we put ourselves in danger and in great danger. That's why the church, in her prayers, we know that as the Latin saying goes, "Lex orandi, lex credendi." The way we pray is a rule of our faith as well. That's why in all her prayers, the church always tells us, you know, asks our Lord, "Grant that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised." In many places, in these or in similar words, the church teaches us to pray, "Grant that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised." Not that we might stand still and just wait for the things you have promised, you know, to fall into our laps. No, that we might hasten, never standing still, to the things that God has promised. He has promised them, and He's always good and faithful to His promises. But we have to hasten, we have to collaborate, we have to want to receive what He wants to give us. So may we make that prayer our own. May we, with fear and trembling, always hasten to that salvation which our Lord has promised, but which He wants us to work for and to exert effort in obtaining. Praised be Jesus and Mary.